This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Run. It's 9:35 a.m. Monday, the 7th of November. I'm Melissa Idris with Julian Ng. Now, before we move into our next show, Pressing Matters, we've been getting some reports of a high-pitched ringing in our transmission, the broadcast. Now, if you are hearing this on the radio, text us where you are, where you heard the disruption, and it'll help us resolve the problem. It's not coming from our end, but we are working with the technical side to resolve it. Do bear with us while we look into the issue. 016-201-9000 is the number you can text us at. Tell us where you are when you heard the disruption, or tweet us at BFM Radio. Please bear with us. But to make the next half an hour a little easier on the ears, we have Joyce Goh for Pressing Matters. She is the Associate Editor on the Corporate and Capital Markets Desk at the Edge Media Group. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning. Hi.
And,
good morning.
Hi.
And I understand some congratulations are in order because this month is your 10th year at the
wow.
Edge.
Thank you.
1 decade. You're a veteran.
Too long. Time flies.
Ten. So started out as like a rookie reporter.
Yes.
And now writing big scoops. One of our scoops this week in the Edge Weekly is about Star Media's plan to launch an OTT service or over-the-top content. And they're going to provide Asian content. So tell us a little bit about this two-page spread you've got in this week's issue.
Okay. So Star Media, they'll be launching a new OTT platform, as we said, called Dim Sum.
And, Dim Sum.
Launching it tomorrow, November 8th. And it's a new initiative. I find when I spoke to media analysts about this, they were surprised to see like a news media organization go into such a platform, because it's, you wouldn't think at first, when I first heard they're going to do something digital, something big, in my mind it was news, or I was thinking a website, but they already have a website. Mm-hmm. What could it be? So when finally Dato Sri Wong Chun Wai, the group MD and CEO, met with me together with Roy Tan and Kim Lam, his team, for this OTT venture, and they said, oh, you know, we're doing this and it's going to be launched, and they're looking at Asian content mainly, and they think that there's demand for it.
They seem to be trying to recreate themselves.
Yes.
Because the other surprising thing that they did was to acquire the rights to Marvel
the Avengers.
Yeah. Did they also acquire the rights to Transformers?
Yes,
right?
Hasbro, right?
Hasbro.
Yes, yeah. I think they're trying to reshape. I think Dato Sri Wong Chun Wai, he admitted that, you know, they have to. In Malaysia, the star remains strong. That's a quote. And he said, but the reality is that profits have started to drop. So he was very frank about that, and that they have to look at, you know, reshaping themselves to survive, you know, to continue to be relevant. And I feel like for this, they shared with me that when news, they feel that there's a shelf life, and that's why they're looking towards entertainment.
I read that quote and I found that quite interesting. If I could just read it out, he says, just to quote him, that is Lam Swee Kim, as chief marketing officer, said that.
Sorry, oh, no, Lam is Lam is the OTT CMO.
Right, so this is Wong Chun Wai.
This is Roy Tan. Chief Digital Officer is Roy Tan. Is that the one that said yes?
So just to quote him, that we also feel news as a component will have a shelf life and is a very domestic product. So, you know, when he said that, when I read that, I was really quite surprised, because I always associate the Star Media brand as one of news, you know, because of the Star Online, they've got, you know, a solid offering there. But to see them move into entertainment, I wonder whether they no longer see news as a viable, a profitable venture, and now maybe entertainment is more profitable. And, you know, there's a part of me that's a bit sad about that.
Well, I think that there are many reasons for that non-viability, because they're getting really tough competition from online sources. And I think we have, Malaysians as a whole, have redefined the way what they treat as news, right? It's no longer from mainstream newspapers. It's from a lot of online sources, from, you know, what have you, WhatsApp group chats, Facebook and so on. They have redefined their news sources, and I guess this has embattled companies such as the Star.
But I think at the end of the day, for news, content is still important. I think, I mean, for any media organization, content is king. And they acknowledge that. And sorry, the shelf life one was Wong's comment. Yeah, but he shared that. Because do you know that their website, online website, is 22 years old?
Yeah, they started online.
And
it's one of the busiest.
Yeah, well, and he admitted that, you know, actually it's, the website is making good money. I mean, it has given them consistent revenue for the last few years, but it has not been able to grow substantially. So from a business point of view, he shared, they are the only ones with a viable business model for, I mean, he feels that for the online website, but they, it just... Is it sufficient?
Yeah, how
like
to
he
grow
says,
it,
you know,
right?
You know, but when you look at the whole thing, he says, I don't think it's sufficient without the print side. I don't think the earnings are enough. And that is why they are looking at, you know, because for print, at the end of the day, it's 60% of the group's revenue, but it contributes nearly 100% of their profits. I mean, a lot to the profits, you know. So print, whatever it is, still makes the money, you know.
But yet,
I'm really curious about that because a big part of the print profits are not from selling the newspapers itself, which they sell for what, $1 or $1.50 nowadays. I don't know what the
price
is.
Not subscription lights.
Yeah, it's not from subscription. Mm. It's from the advertising. So I'm just wondering why they can't transfer the advertising strategy to the website, which is one of the highest traffic websites
actually,
in Malaysia.
Actually, it's not just them. I think it's a global thing.
It's the advertisers.
It's to find out the digital model and to monetize the digital element globally. Look at media companies. I'm not sure if anyone has figured it out.
Well, you look at companies like the New York Times, publications like the New York Times and The Economist and so on. Mm-hmm. They have embarked on a very successful migration in terms of charging you a subscription.
Right?
Yes. They put it behind a paywall, and that's okay for them because people want their kind of content. But
are the margins as good as like for their print?
Well, they still... I don't know. Mm. I guess the only clue is that they still exist.
And people, they're
still generating good content. Yes. Right? So people are buying their content. But with the Star, I think people might use them for a lot of reference. And I'm just wondering whether you can actually monetize that very high traffic. You know, it's a lot more targeted. That's what the online pitch is, right? It's more targeted. The ads can be fancier. Much more than the kind of ads that you get from print. So why haven't the advertisers hop onto that, right?
I think that's the key. I think it's not so much Star's strategy. I'm sure they want to grow the website as much as possible.
Yes.
I think maybe advertisers haven't jumped on board the online advertising landscape. Maybe there's something there that they keep falling back onto kind of traditional avenues for advertising, which makes sense if Star wants to diversify. I just question, does it make sense to diversify into OTT, into over the top? Now, just in case anyone's not clear about what OTT is, it's a platform. Usually, it's just a term meant for the delivery of, you know, TV and film content via the internet, not through traditional cable or satellite pay TV services.
Yes. Well, it's. I think they feel that there is a demand. I think they've done their research and their statistics. They've been working on this for many months. When I asked them how long, because they have... What this will be when they launch tomorrow is a platform, and they have been building that library of content. And they have a mix, I mean, from Hong Kong to Taiwan to Thailand to Singapore, Malaysia, Japan, Korea. South Korea is, you know,
huge,
very big right
huge
now.
Korean drama.
Yeah.
Massive.
And they mentioned that in Thailand, the Thai content as well, the series, the drama series is very big in China.
Oh.
So, you know, all these, and at the end of the day, they, I mean, for me, I ask them why, you know, why are you going into this? And they say they feel that there's a demand, and also for Asian content, for local content, like regional local content.
Right.
And I mean, I think they've done their homework, but this has yet, I mean, we have to see. I mean, they're charging 15 ringgit a month for this, and it's up to five concurrent devices.
Yeah.
So that works out to like what, 10¢ per person. That's what he was saying.
Yeah,
I mean that's
there's a quote in your article that I thought was really funny. So at a flat rate of 15 ringgit per month for five concurrent devices, it works out to be 10¢ per day per device, which is cheaper than a dim sum outside.
Yeah, this is like, yeah, tell me where to find. He said, I said, okay.
Well, it's certainly very cheap. But also, I think the consumer's wallet is increasingly crowded. Right, first of all,
yes.
you got to pay for your Unify, right, or your broadband first of all, but then there are all these other things. There's Netflix, there's iFlix, there is the existing Astro account. So I guess as a strategy, there's something to be said about not competing with the big boys, which is why you have to go vernacular, right? You've got to go Thai, go Korean, go Chinese, Malay, and so on, and not fight with the Hollywood offerers.
Well, let's talk about how crowded this space is after the break on BFM 89.9. Good morning. It's now 9:47. You're listening to Pressing Matters on The Morning Run. With us, Joyce Goh, Associate Editor with The Edge Media Group. Now, we're talking about the Star Media Group this morning. Quite ironic that three different media companies, so we've got BFM and The Edge talking about the Star. So, the Star plans to launch an OTT service, an over-the-top service tomorrow, focused on Asian content. Now, two things you brought up, Julian, before the break. You brought up they're moving into a very crowded space, for one. And secondly, they've managed, because it's such a crowded space, they are kind of honing in or zoning in to capture the vernacular content. So with Asian content from from places like Taiwan, South Korea, Japan, China, Thailand, that in a way is trying to capture those interested in this vernacular content. So Joyce, what do you think about this move? I mean, did you think that this was the right idea, given they already have a ready market, a ready audience?
It is a strategic opportunity for them because they have the 988, their radio station base, and print as well, where 52% of their Star readers are Chinese-speaking from the premium market. That's what they say. Whether or not I think it's a good move, I don't know. I think we have to see, give it time, because the content, no one knows what's in the content. Mm. But of course, it is something different. It's a surprising move. But I guess if they're looking to reshape themselves, they want to break out of what they are right now, then...
Because if they didn't go into vernacular, right, then they'll be fighting Netflix, they'll be fighting iFlix, they'll be fighting Astro on the Go.
Yes. Hip TV.
Exactly.
There's also Media Prima's OTT service called
Tonton.
Yes. But that one has a lot of... that has a large library of local Malay and Chinese content already. Mm. So that would be their competitor, I think, one of them. Netflix and iFlix, at the end of the day, I think, yes... A lot of it is English, mainly English content, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not so sure if they are going to go head to head with that because they want to move away from that market.
I guess it would have to be okay. So they would have to get the pricing structure right. If
yes.
you know, if you're going to go head to head with all these other players, so as you mentioned, 15 ringgit
per month
for five devices. Joyce, you wrote in the article. Mm-hmm. You compare that with say Netflix. 33 ringgit per month for one device.
Yes.
If you want to have more than one device, four screens 40, is about 50,
oh, 51.
51 ringgit. Mm. But you can't beat iFlix with the cheapest net rate around, right?
Yes, 8 ringgit.
8 ringgit now, wow.
Apparently, yeah. I checked.
They started with 10.
Last week
now,
it was
now 8
ringgit
wow,
monthly okay. rate. And you get like a month off and a lot of perks. And
yeah, like Unify will give you a year free if you
I think some
of
the mobile partners as well. But I think Star might do some
partnerships?
Moving forward, mm-hmm. you know. Not sure
for
what
content.
Packages they have. I mean, packages for price or
I think content in this instance is really key if you want to attract the right kind of audience to
content you. Is as the media analyst mentioned to me also. He says it really depends on the content as well and the technology they have because he feels like data analytics is important to know your. Like to know your customer, what they want.
Oh, what they're watching.
Yes,
oh,
I see.
So you spoke to several media analysts,
yeah,
Joyce. What do they say about this
move? Well, one of them said that it's surprising that they're going into this. But of course, it really depends on the content and, what is it about, you know, and how much are investors willing to invest into this field? Because OTT is the next big thing, but can it make money? I mean, he's questioning her. Because he shared with me from August 2014 to December 2015, iFlix Malaysia had a net loss of about 100 over million.
Oh, iFlix is still in a net loss position.
So it's, players need to have enough cash and strength for this marathon because it's not a sprint.
Well,
that's what he's saying.
Okay, so it's a long-term game. So you have to get the numbers on your side because, you know, you're charging quite low rates, right?
Yes.
But are we worried about that with the Star? Because got quite deep pockets, right?
Oh, they have a lot of cash. They're in net cash position about 300 plus million. They have a lot of money.
So that's the thing to me, right? I think investors are really indifferent to what the companies that they invest in do because of the availability of their own resources to invest themselves. I mean, if investors had wanted to buy into a very successful OTT platform, they are not short of choices. They can just take their money elsewhere and invest into those established businesses. So the question is whether Star can outperform established players already. Otherwise, investors might actually prefer the return of all that cash to themselves, which actually 350 million ringgit over a market cap of about 1.8 billion, that represents a cash yield of about 20%. So Star right now pays from their earnings about 7% or 6% dividend yield. If Star says to themselves that they don't want to go into this business and investors say they don't need Star to go into that business, they can say, return that 20% yield to me. I invested in myself into whatever might be that's out there, right?
But I believe the idea of the management for the Star is to ensure long term.
For whom?
For the company. Well, I just
For the management.
For the management.
For the owners, what do they prefer, right?
Right. Whether they want the money back.
I think they. But Star has always been a dividend stock in a way. Yes. Yeah. This year is their 45th year.
45th year. Yeah, my goodness. Star, 45 you know, you really old. Floored me when you said that Star Online is 22 years old. Yeah, I can't believe
it's as old as the internet.
I can't believe it's 22 years old. I do think it's interesting. I'd like to see whether they have they will be able to kind of sustain this play. I suspect the OTT market will get bigger. So even though it's a crowded space, the pie could be getting bigger.
Yes.
I mean, how many of us, informal survey, how many of us in this room are already subscribed to OTT services? I do.
I do.
Yeah. You don't? Okay, so we've got room to grow one more person.
Yes, potential in the potential market here.
That's 25% of this room, including our silent producer.
Silent producer, Tim Kang, do you subscribe to OTT services? He's nodding yes. So three out of four people in this room already subscribe. There you go. So
potential.
It's still a 25%.
Yes, that's why. That's demand. That's what they're saying. Yes.
Okay. If you're interested to know more about Star Media's first Asian exclusive OTT platform, which will be launched tomorrow, go pick up a copy of The Edge Weekly, this week's issue, and check out Joyce's story on this. It's a 2-page spread. Lots to find out, especially also if you're an interested Star investor. It's coming up to 9:55 a.m. We want to say a big thank you to Joyce Goh.
Thank you.
From Edge Media.
Thanks for having me. Thanks.
Celebrating her 10 years there. We'll have you back on the show soon, Joyce. But thank you so much for being with us today. We've got I Found You by Alabama Shakes to take you to the 10 o'clock news on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.